Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is self-righteousness versus humble repentance. The blessed Lord Jesus told a story to the chief priests and elders who questioned his authority as the Messiah. It is popularly known as the parable of the two sons. The message of the parable speaks to our situation and shows the value of humble repentance over self-righteousness. The parable is about a father who has two sons. He asks both to go and work on his farm. One says no, but later goes. The other says yes, but never goes. Jesus asks his critics, "Who among the two did the will of his father?" They all answer, "It is the first who says no, but later repents and goes." Following their response, Jesus states that tax collectors and sinners will go to heaven before those who are his critics, those who claim the form of religion, as St. Paul calls it, but deny the power in it. I will call such individuals the self-righteous. The reason Jesus makes this judgment is that the elders and the priests who are his audience at that moment claim to hold John the Baptist in high esteem as a prophet, but reject his testimony that Jesus is the Messiah. Ultimately, they refuse to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. This story touches me in a great way. It shows how one can be boxed into his or her self-righteousness and elbow out the Spirit of the Lord. There is danger in holding the form of religion while denying the power in it. There is a great danger in self-righteousness. Self-righteousness occurs when we make ourselves the measure of our certainty about God, when we are no longer open to the transforming and renewing power of Jesus and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It occurs when we allow our egos to trump a humble disposition. We follow rituals, perform our religious functions methodically, but are not open to allowing Jesus to impact our lives and lead us to ongoing transformation and repentance. In so doing, we become like that second son who says yes, but never follows through. What impresses the blessed Lord the most is a humble, contrite heart. Scripture says in the book of Psalms, "A humble, contrite heart, O Lord, you will not spurn." That's Psalm 51, verse 17. Another aspect of the above parable is the centrality of Jesus Christ in salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ teaches that salvation, doing the work of God, requires believing in Him as Lord and Savior. The Lord does not mince words in making this bold claim. We can take it or leave it. I suggest that in our practice of the faith, we constantly open our hearts to the transforming and renewing power of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Reflect. How readily do I say yes to the Lord's promptings that I serve my family, church, and community? Am I open to the ever new and transforming power of God? Do I humbly allow God to renew me each day, rather than basking in the ego of self-righteousness? Pray, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emmalou, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emmalou at revemmalou.com. That's revemmalou.com.